Welcome to the Mama Truth Show, where soulful mamas embrace the whole truth of the messiness and magic of motherhood. Check us out at mamatruthshow.com. Here's your host, Amy Ehlers, the wake-up call coach.
Happy Mama Truth Monday, mamas. It's Amy Ehlers here, the wake-up call coach, and welcome to the Mama Truth Show. So today, I'm going to talk with you about 13 years of love and marriage and a couple of very important lessons I've learned along the way. I'm actually taking this audio today from my Facebook Live that I do on Wake Up Call Wednesdays on my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/ Amy Ehlers Coach. So I'm reducing, reusing, and recycling this particular thing because I just felt like it was a really powerful audio to share not only on Facebook, but also here with the Mama Truth Show audience. So with that, on with the show.
13 years, people.
13 years I've been married to this fantastic man. We've been together actually over 17 years now. I want to talk a little bit about a couple of things that I've discovered about marriage on the way and really being in a committed relationship for over 17 years. Really interesting. So I wanted to share with you this quote, and I'm just going to make sure with my team that everyone can see me. Can you see and hear me? I'm pretty sure because I saw it go live on Facebook. So, okay, I want to share this really amazing quote. This actually was this was something that we put on the back of our wedding CD. So, you know, we got married back in 2004. So it was all the rage to create like a little book out of a wedding CD. So we did like a playlist and a mix, and Rob had actually written me a song when he proposed to me because my husband's a musician. So that was featured. That's the song I walked down the aisle to. It's called Walk This World With You by my incredible husband, Rob Ehlers. So beautiful. The words are, if I could have one thing true to last my whole life through, it would be to walk this world with you. I mean, ladies, I mean, really, it's ridiculous. Swoon. Okay. So, but this is what we had on our wedding CD. And I wanted to read this quote because it was really, I was really taken by this quote. Okay. So hopefully, yeah, you can see it now. I want to make it even bigger. Okay, there you go. Okay, just breathe this in. You might even want to close your eyes. Once the realization is accepted that even between the closest human beings, infinite distances continue, a wonderful living side by side can grow if they succeed in loving the distance between them, which makes it possible for each to see the other whole against the sky. For each to see the other whole against the sky. Rainer Maria Rilke. I might be pronouncing that wrong. So really take that in for a moment. And if you're in a relationship, and I really feel this way, whether it's about Rob, my husband, or my daughters, both my girls, or my dear soul sister friends, my chosen family, or my sisters, my actual blood sisters, or whoever it is in my life, my business partners, that if I can really accept that there are these infinite distances, then I can actually love the distance and really see the other person whole against the sky. And so this is something that, like I said, we had on our wedding CD. I felt really called to this quote for a long time. I'm going to go ahead and stop sharing that for a moment. But I really felt called to that. And I felt like it really expressed the way that I feel about this human experience that we're having. And I apologize if you can hear the gardeners decided to come right when I was doing this Facebook Live. It's just the way it goes sometimes. You know what I'm saying? So that's the thing, is that these infinite distances do exist. And even though Rob and I live side by side, we're co-parenting together. He's an incredible father. We're co-parenting together. We actually both work from home. So we're around each other all the freaking time, if you can imagine. Around each other all the time. And As I said to him the other day on lucky number 13, I was like, honey, there's no one I'd rather do the daily grind of life and parenthood and marriage with than you. Because it is, it's a grind. Like when you, you know, just this morning, I'm trying to get Evie dressed. She doesn't want to get dressed. You know, there's a whole thing. Did you go potty? No, I didn't go potty. That whole thing is going on. And Annabella's on her screens because she doesn't have camp. And I'm trying to get her off the screens. And we're trying to get breakfast made and trying to get the lunch made for Evie for her nanny share. And, you know, all of this stuff, right? So there's a grind that happens. We're trying to pay taxes and make sure that the lights stay on by paying the bills. And then we're trying to make sure that we're saving for the girls' college fund and for our retirement. And I mean, my Lord, the business of life is insane. And so there has to be that partnership. And this is something that Rob and I have had very naturally. We didn't actually need to necessarily work on this, but it's something that we have had in our marriage and really in our relationship since we began dating 17 years ago. And that is a true sense of being on the same team. And so when you're facing, right, the living side by side part, when you're facing the daily grind, especially once you add kids to the mix, my Lord, right? When you're facing that daily grind, really coming together as a team and approaching it as a team, because I really believe, and this is what I've gotten, you know, this is kind of my new theory that I'm working with in my marriage, but I really believe that those infinite spaces really do exist. And I believe that we have these moments inside any relationship in our lives, especially the people we're closest to, where we have that temptation to turn on them. Do you know what I'm talking about? That temptation to turn on them, to turn against them, and to all of a sudden be on the opposing team. And I've definitely experienced that in the 17 years that I've been with Rob and the 13 years that we've been married. Those moments where I'm like, oh, wow. And I would say my inner mean girl, my inner critic, right? My inner mean girl is tempted to turn on Rob and collect evidence about whatever, XYZ, right? About why he's an a-hole or why he's, you know, not doing what I want him to do or why he's not pulling his weight or why he's, whatever negative story that you can go into. And again, this isn't just about Rob. This can be about my business partners. This can be about my friends, my dear friends. This can be about my sisters. Like this can be about anyone that we're close to in our lives where we have that temptation to turn on them. And I feel like when once we turn on them, it's really hard to go back. It's not impossible, but it's really hard to go back. So when I've had those pivotal moments in my relationship where I have had that temptation to turn on him, that's the moment when I need to, first of all, stop, drop, and breathe, right? Just really breathe. And here's what I've realized. Those are the times when I've already turned on myself. Let me say that again. When I'm tempted to turn on my partner, my beloved, my dear husband, those are times when I've already turned on myself, when I'm already beating myself up, when I'm already in that place of self-blame. And then I'm projecting it onto my husband to collect evidence about, oh, actually, I want to blame this on him. I want to blame this feeling of turning on myself inside of me on him. And instead, that's the moment when the work comes. That's the moment when you do the SOS to your coach, your therapist, your best friend, your sister, your loved ones, your husband, who, your partner, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, whomever, your roommate, like whoever it is, and say, SOS, I've turned on myself and now I have this temptation to start turning on the people that I'm closest to and love the most. And so that's when it's time for me to do my inner work. That's when it's time for me to do the wake-up calls, three-step process, which if you don't know what the heck I'm talking about, go to wakeupcallshow.com, download my free kit. I talk about it. I have a video on it. It's awesome, right? Where I do that inner work on myself so that I can come back into love with myself. And then that temptation to turn on the people closest to me subsides. It subsides. And then what I do is I want to get curious. And this is my new approach to my marriage after 13 years. I just want to like lean into Rob and get even more curious about him. Get even more curious about who he is and what makes him tick. And again, we're around each other all the time. We're raising two girls together. We, you know, have this beautiful relationship. We're on the same team. I really do like the guy as well as totally love him. And that's not to say that we don't have absolute challenges in our marriage. Of course we do. We all do. So this is not in any way about perfection. But it is about being able to really get curious about this human being, seeing him whole against the sky again, and getting curious and asking him questions and getting curious about, like, what makes you tick? Like, what do you want with this next half of your life, right? Because we're both in our 40s now. He's in his late 40s now. And he said to me, you know, I was really thinking, what do I want to do with the rest of my life? And I'm like, right? Good question, honey. Good question. Like, what do, let's get really curious about that together. Remember, we're on the same team. What do we want to do with the second half of our lives? I feel actually really choked up even thinking about that, because it is a curious thing. Because you know what? We're all going to die. No one here makes it out alive, as the expression goes, right? So we have limited days on this planet. And what are we going to do with those precious days? As Mary Oliver said, with your wild and precious life. What is it that you want to do? And if I can get curious with him about that and then be on his team to help him create that, then wow. Then I look forward to the next 13 years, the next 17 years. I look forward to celebrating our 50th wedding anniversary. I look forward to celebrating our even more than that wedding anniversary. Who knows? But it's like that curiosity about him, about the people that I love the most, that I'm closest to in my life, about my girls, seeing them whole against the sky, and really saying, wow, who are you? There's such great mystery, isn't there? And really coming from that space of curiosity, of really wanting to get to know him all over again, day after day, month after month, year after year. So that's what I get curious. Like, how could I lean in even more and be even more curious about who he is and what he's up to in the world? So this is my mission for these next 17 years, these next 13 years, is to stay curious. And again, to keep loving him whole against the sky. I want to put the quote up again in case you missed it. All right, here it is. Once the realization is accepted that even between the closest human beings, infinite distances continue, a wonderful living side by side can grow if they succeed in loving the distance between them, which makes it possible for each to see the other whole against the sky. I just love that so much. All right. So those are my musings after 13 years of marriage and 17 years of being with this incredible man. I want to say one disclaimer. If you're in a relationship and it is toxic, it's abusive, emotionally, physically abusive, where you're not on the same team and both of you have turned on each other and you've tried everything, I give you full permission to go get curious about someone else. Especially if there is that, you know, I've talked recently with some people who are in that situation where it's really toxic. It's gotten so toxic that it may be beyond repair. I give you full permission to walk away. I really do. I give you full permission to get curious about yourself. It's not about curiosity. It's about drawing boundaries and being true to yourself. And if your inner wisdom knows that it's time to walk away from that friendship, time to walk away from that marriage, time to walk away from that relationship, then I give you full permission to walk away and go get curious and watch someone else be whole against the sky, right? This is about being in a healthy relationship with someone who loves you, who cares about you and respects you and treats you like the queen that you are or the king that you are, treats you with that dignity. That's when we get to do this level of work, right? But if you're in a relationship that isn't that way, that has that abusive element where everybody's turned on each other and there is toxicity, I give you full permission. Walk away, my love. I was in a relationship for 5 years with an incredible, amazing man who I loved being in a relationship with him for 4 of those 5 years. And last year was really hard. And my inner wisdom was like, put him down. Walk away. Best decision I ever made, and then brought Robin to my life. And then he's in a beautiful relationship with someone that's right for him, where there isn't that toxicity. So I just wanted to give that disclaimer because I feel like that's really deeply important to say. Okay, I'm going to go to my Facebook screen here and see if I have any comments, any things. I always love it when you share these videos. It means so much to me. And I just want to go on there to see. Okay, hold on one second. Just want to go on there to see. I'm going to just make sure that the sound doesn't come up to see if there's any, anything that I need to be paying attention to. And maybe if there's any comments or anything, Lucy or Sarah, you can maybe put in the chat because it's a little hard for me to navigate back to Facebook here. Okay, great. Okay, great. Yeah, I just see people are watching. Awesome. Are there any questions? You can go ahead and post them right now. You can post them in the comments below. I'll also go in after this live broadcast and answer any questions. I also wanted to let you know that you can go to wakeupcallshow.com, wakeupcallshow.com, and enter in your name and email. And I have a Wake Up Your Inner Wisdom kit that's free for you. And if you're a mom, I want to encourage you to get my free guide on self-care for moms, what I call sacred self-care. You can check that out. It's sacredselfcarebook.com. So with that, my beloved, I will see you here next Wednesday for another Facebook Live jam session where I'm going to be talking about another juicy topic. I hope you enjoyed this one today. And with that, I am sending you so much love. Bye-bye, everyone.
Thanks for listening, mamas. Did you know that Amy has a new ebook out? It's called Sacred Self-Care for Moms. 7 steps to nurturing yourself so you can be the mom you were born to be. And you can receive your free copy by going to sacredselfcarebook.com. That's sacredselfcarebook.com. And please don't keep the Mama Truth Show a secret. The biggest compliment you can give is to share the Mama Truth Show with your loved ones and write a review on iTunes. Until next time, keep embracing the messiness and the magic of motherhood.